Good evening, everybody, from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Joseph Gutierrez, and Jeff Safford. Of course, Tim Lacoste is in the house, the head coach of the Lady Penguins. We are ready for tonight's overhead announcement with Mark Carlson.
And Terry Ogle. And now let's meet the starting lineups first for the Urban Knights, as announced by head coach Lene Lawson. At one guard, number 20, Zoe Shang. Another guard is 21, Jasmine Gwynn. A third guard is 22, Shanice Story. At one forward is 23, DeAndre Gallopo. And the other forward, 33, Regina Camara. And now let's meet the starting lineup for your Dominican University Penguins, as announced by head coach Tim Lacoste and his assistant, Fanique Allen. At one guard, a junior from Loomis, California, number 21, Taylor Deneau. The other guard is a senior from San Jose, California, number 13, Jesse Marshall. At one forward is a junior from Vancouver, Washington, number 1, Carly Hobo. The other forward is a senior from Carrollton, Texas, number 25, Danny Weather. And the lady in the middle, a sophomore from Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra Ikiora. And let's not forget the lady who makes it all worthwhile, Bailey Opperman.
Well, there are your starting lineups, everybody. And we are ready for basketball. Boy, Saf, it seems like it's been a long time since we had any Penguin basketball here on the air. But I'm really excited about beach night down here as well.
Yeah, and these two teams, or I should say the Penguins, just got off a road trip down in SoCal and went 0-3 on that road trip, looking to get some home cooking here on their home floor tonight against the best team in the conference.
Well, there you go. That's a good point. And as you mentioned, the Art Academy of Art, the Urban Knights, are 16-1, and the tip-out goes the way of Academy. They are attacking that northern hoop off to our right here on Media Row, and the first shot on goal, and a foul is committed against Regina Camara, a 5'7" senior out of Stockton.
And one player to look for with this Urban Knights squad is Jasmine Ginn, the senior guard from Berkeley. She's the PacWest Player of the Week for this past week, averaging close to 20 points a game and close to 10 boards a game as well. Impressive for a guard.
Penguin women are trailing by a pair after Camara knocks down both of the free throws. Driving into the baseline is Deneau. She goes over to Marshall on the right side now. Carly Holbrook. Down low, they work it into the post to the Penguins' Ikiora, who with a spin jumper can't get it to fall, but a whistle after the shot with 9.5 to go, Saf, and I think the Penguins may have tipped it out of bounds. The Urban Knights bring it in from the long end, and they rush it, pushing very hard, and Deneau is flanking very closely to Zoe Shang. Shang out of Portland went to St. Mary's Academy, a 5'6 senior. And on that play, Deneau picks up her first. The second for the DUs, and we're only 37 seconds into this game. Penguins have been on the road, but back home in the Conlin Center. Soft jumper from the left side by Camara, and that's good. It's 4-0, and Saf, it looks like Camara may have a lot to do with tonight's ball game as we approach 9 minutes.
Well, Academy of Art has come out real aggressive attacking the paint early on. We'll have to see if that continues throughout the rest of the game.
Penguin ball, and Marshall throws it away, intended for Ikiora, low down. 8:50 to go. Soft jumper right side amid pretty heavy traffic. Jasmine Gwynn converts, and it's 6-0, and the Penguins are in trouble early as Deneau brings it up, spins 360, and Shang picks up the first foul for Art tonight. Shang reaches in there, Saf, and I think Deneau's ball control just threw her off balance a little bit.
And if you're Dominican here, 6-0 start against you, just slow it down and get a good possession to get yourself in this one.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. 8:32 to go. Art with their very artistic road uni as Deneau with a jumper from the left post. Good. Boy, she slammed the 2 feet and caught a nice jump. 8:20 to go. 6-2, the Penguins are on the board. Quickly to the other end. And it looks like Gwynn hits the deck pretty hard. Jade Castro prepares to enter her first minutes tonight, and the foul is against Gwynn Saff with 8:16 to go at 6-2.
And for Taylor Deneau, she has to be careful with those fouls tonight. We've seen her get in foul trouble a couple times throughout this season, and they're a little bit low with guards tonight, and it's important that they are able to keep her on the floor.
Deneau to the bench after a couple of quick fouls, not even 2 minutes into the game, and Deneau gets yanked. She's not even sweaty yet. 7-2 as the second one doesn't go. Castro comes in her stead, and here's Danny Weathered. 2 weeks ago, the leading player in the nation, Weathered, out to Holbrook, three ball. There she goes. Carly knocks down a long one, and that was about 23 feet. Straight away inside of 8 minutes, 7-5, and Holbrook could be the inspiration the DUs need. Soft jumper, Kamara out on the right wing. Check it, that's Shang, it's no good. But the putback is good by DeAndre Gallipo, a 5'10 junior out of San Jose.
And Art Academy is going right to the bucket here early on.
Speaking of right to the bucket from the free throw line, boy, you set me up perfectly there as Danny Weathered buries a 15-footer. 9-7, 7.5 to go. DU trails as Castro gets in the way of the charging
wow.
Shang.
That's a tough call there.
I cannot believe as Shang bounced off of the 5-foot Jade Castro.
I mean, where's she going to go? She just barreled right into her.
7:24 to go as Shang finds her way to the line. The Penguins trail by two. On the way, and that one is good. See, Jan Hall is in the house from the men's team. You'll be hearing from them in a couple of hours at the conclusion of this one. The guys are scheduled to go at 7:30.
We see the
second
Academy,
one is good.
Art Academy men's team, they're already here, seeing in the bleachers, kind of close to the icebox. It's kind of enemy territory over there.
That's him, that's me. 7:16 to go, 11-7. Penguins trail, but the Penguins have the ball. Off to our left, attacking the southern hoop. Danny with a soft jumper. She pulls up, no. A little bit deep, Saff is Gallipo with the rebound. Penguins trail by four with seven to go. Oh, and a big rejection by Ikiora. Oh, she reached in and delicately waited till the last moment before she was able to pound it out of bounds.
And she did so without committing a foul either, which makes that a really good play as well.
I can't believe there was no whistles on the play, but clearly all ball.
Yeah, she didn't make any contact with her at all.
Alana Scott has come in for the Penguins. A first-year Penguin has been so good. Scott just seems like every time she's working the offense off the bench, Saff, Scott has been great. Long three ball way out on the left wing by Shang. Good. 14-7 with 6:43 to go. Joe Gutierrez, our engineer for tonight's game, as Danny stutter-stepped and walked with it, I believe. No. A foul off ball.
Yeah,
Gwynn
like
wasn't even near her, Saff.
Yeah, they're calling a hand check foul. I didn't see where the foul came in, but you're right. I saw a walk on that as well. Definitely a big break there for the Penguins.
I think you're right. 6:35 as Danny powers in from the left post and knocks down a deuce off the window. She was able to bring it right up over the top of Gallipo, which is not easy. The 5'10 junior Gallipo plays very big as Jasmine Gwynn went up for a big shot in the right post, Weathered with a big rejection. And Gwynn hits the deck, and she's lying on her stomach and not getting up. And she's been down a while, Jeff.
Yeah, that's a tough turn of events. You know, you're not only do you get rejected going to the basket, but you end up taking a shot in the process and getting hurt. And for Gwynn, a very important player for this Academy of Art team, I hope that she's okay.
Boy, you're not kidding. That's she's
looks like they're looking at her left wrist.
Well, or her left hip.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what. She came down hard.
Yeah, it was like a ton of bricks coming down.
I felt a building shake when she hit. Now, she was going up across the paint from left to right as Art attacking that northern hoop off to our right. And now she gets up very limp. That left side, she's really lame on that left side, Jeff.
Yeah, that's kind of looks like a weird spot to have an injury. Kind of her left hip, maybe her.
I think she came down on her left hip. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's kind of a stinger, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor.
You just play one on the radio? 14-9. Dr. Jeff Safford in the house, everybody. 6:20, we're back on the way. Penguin ball. Castro brings it up. Oh, she gets it indoors to Denny. Left side. Scott with the three ball. That's going to be a problem. Alana Scott just buries a three from the left corner, 14-12. We're just dialing in the audio here, folks. So hopefully the next time I get excited, we won't blow out your speakers. There's one off the glass from the right side by Shanice Story, a 5'6 senior out of Portland. And that play was a beautiful story there. 16-12, 5:40 to go, Penguin ball. Holbrook drives in softly. Holbrook is fouled and ends up sliding out of it as she bounces off of Gallipo.
Yeah, she kind of looked like she was doing the electric slide a little bit. She slid for like 10 feet after she got hit.
She did. In fact, the foul is called against Story, but I was certain that she bounced off of Gallipo. 5.5 to go as the incredibly adept shooter for the Penguins, Carly Holbrook at 5'8". The junior Holbrook has just been so good. And every year, and most of these players, you can say this about, gets better. But Holbrook started as a fine three-point shooter, as the second one goes. And she's gotten to be one of the best three-point shooters in the conference. And last year, her three-point numbers were right up there. 16-14. Penguins hanging tough. 16-1, Art against the 11-6 Penguins.
Yeah, and Carly Hoboke's role is even bigger tonight with the injury of Natalie Diaz. She's not playing in street clothes tonight.
Shanice Story with a big three ball out on the left wing. That's two consecutive, Saf, that Story's buried from downtown. 19-14, and we'll get to Diaz's story in a moment. Oh, three ball left wing, Marshall. Hello, the Marshall is in the house.
And Dominican is shooting really well from the field at this point. The next media timeout, I'll have to see what their percentage is. It's got to be way up there.
Danny with a big rejection. The shot on goal by Desiree Harris from very close range, and Weather just swipes it away from her. Here goes Castro for three ball. No. Off the front rim. Rebound taken by Regina Camara. Now, we haven't heard from Camara in about 8 minutes. Well, it couldn't be that long, but we haven't heard from about 6 minutes, Saf, as she started the game, and Camara was going crazy as we have a timeout with 4.5 to go. 19-17 NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio Worldwide. 4:32 to go. So Camara came out. She was going crazy for the Urban Knights. Then she settled down, and that was the first shot we've seen from her in quite a while.
Yeah, and both teams have really had a great start offensively here in this first quarter, and give credit to Dominican for kind of hanging with the Urban Knights. They seemingly can't miss, but DU can't miss either. And you know, they're a little bit shorthanded tonight. Natalie Diaz is out, and, of course, Melissa Boscarino, who's got the bum knee. She's been out for a couple games. But we've seen Jesse Marshall, who has kind of had that injured hand all year, play more minutes tonight than I've seen her play in a long time.
Yeah, so Marshall got the start tonight. Generally plays, Marshall comes in off the bench. You mentioned a moment ago Natalie Diaz, and the 5'11 freshman out of SoCal has been such a huge part of the success of the Penguins this year. Diaz suffered, I talked to the coach just a few minutes before tip-off, and he said that in a practice, she suffered a pretty heavy concussion and is out indefinitely.
Wow, that's a tough one. And something to keep an eye on, Taylor Deneau just checked back in, and she's got two fouls. And Jade Castro also picked up two fouls. So both point guards for Dominican have two fouls. So that's going to be interesting for them going forward.
Penguins have suffered three consecutive losses coming into tonight's game. So they would love to get off the schneid, but they really have their hands full if they're going to do it tonight as Kamara knocks down the first one. Urban Knights are 21-6 overall, but that 16-1 PacWest record. Oy, 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 that's a toughie. Second one is no good, tipped out. Holbrook, after Danny is able to get a finger on it. And as Saf mentioned, Taylor Deneau, the first-year Penguin, comes in, spins 360, a line drive, hits the front of the rim. No. Loose ball, Ikeora up and under, has it tipped away from that low on the left post, Karen Brown, a 6'2 junior. She's out of Atlanta. And she tips it away, but not without a whistle. Penguins trail by only three with 4:15 to go. And Sandra Ikeora is on the line, the communications major. Communicates the ball right at the bottom of the hole. 2018. Had to think fast on that one. And the second one is a horseshoe, and it's back at her. Deneau hits the deck. She comes up limping. Deneau's always going 152%. And Deneau is right back up on D. Oh, now they fire it down low. A beautiful play. They get it down to Karen Brown. She spins one in.
Yeah, that was a good find. Karen Brown had great position underneath the basket, and it was an easy deuce from there.
Penguins trail by four. Left side, Holbrook to get him within one. Yes! Deneau with a great assist, and Carly in the left corner, and the Penguins trail by only one. Kamara brings it up, down low to Karen Brown. And she almost throws it away, but somehow Gwynn has some beautifully sticky fingers and is able to hold on to it. Now Kamara, she drives in, nowhere to go. They get it back outside. Gwynn, yes. Gwynn again, Jeff. Three in a row from the left wing. Out there at about 22 feet. Three in a row. 25-21. She's tough.
Yeah, and she's this very interesting shot. Kind of, I guess you could say form. It kind of, her kind of left elbow kind of sticks out, but she has a really good release from the top pot. And, hey, whatever works. We've seen some odd releases throughout this PacWest season, and whatever works for you, I guess.
Well, you know, what matters, I guess, is where your hands are when you release the ball, right? Danny drives in the right side, gets nailed in the post, down low by Karen Brown. And so she'll go to the line, and she does, and it's perfect. 25-22 with 3:11 to go. Boy, we have a full crew here on the radio squad. This is so great. As Joe Gutierrez is spinning the knobs in the first quarter. Of course, Jeff Safford. We have Frankie Luongo is here. Karen New. And we've got a bunch of people coming in. The second one by Danny is no good. Fast break to the other end, and the Penguins cannot keep up as Regina Kamara from under the bucket, Saf, straight under the bucket. They say that's the toughest shot to make from the field, is straight under the bucket. You have to spin it off the glass. Kamara did, 27-22. Danny up. Oh, Danny had a kind of a double pump. Well, it wasn't kind of a double pump. That was a double pump. And she couldn't get it to fall. Danny did pick up a foul by Jasmine Rubin. She is a 5'8 junior out of Hayward. And Danny will go to the line again. Last time there, she made one of two. And this one is nothing but swish. 27-23. Penguins trail with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Welcoming everybody on the Stretch Network, watching worldwide. And Danny misses the second one. So she's 2 for 4. And I think Danny would not be happy with that. As on the way up, Weather gets a hand on it. Kamara looks at the referee and puts the palms to the ceiling as Ashley Sorensen has entered the game for the DUs. Sorensen at 6'2" is much needed right now by the Penguins as Holbrook feeds it into Sorensen, who kicks it away and into the hands of Story. Penguins now have big time trouble as the shot goes up by Gwynn on the left side and the foul committed by Sorensen. Just a masterful ball work there, Jeff, all the way up the court. And then once under the bucket, the Penguins had no chance. 2:19 to go. And I say that because Art just works the ball so beautifully. Regardless of the setup on the D, And Danny with a rebound after the free throw is missed. Regardless of the setup on the D, the Penguins just didn't know what to do with it. Art had two plays working at once. You could see them both unfold. And they just took whichever one the Penguins didn't bite on. 2:09 to go. 29-23. 360 spinner by Danny Weather does not fall. And Danny will go to the line again. So here we go. Danny 2-for-4 so far. She's made the first one, Jeff, both times at the line. On the way, and this one goes. So let's see if Danny can get this one to fall.
And Danny Weather definitely seems like she likes that matchup against Regina Camara. So far, she's been getting to the bucket and getting to the line and scoring some points. So definitely a good sign there offensively for her.
Missed the second one again. So there's a pattern unfolding here. Three times to the line. Three times she makes the first one, but not the second.
That's kind of odd.
That is. For a great shooter like Danny Weather. 29-24 the score. We're inside of 2 minutes now, fans. Art has it down low. They're working it. Gallupo now out to the left side. Three ball on the way from the corner by Camara. No. Penguins with a rebound. And here comes Alyssa Lorenzo, who then throws it away. And in the way of it is Gwynn with a steal. Gwynn drives in. Gwynn on the way. Fouled. Danny fouled Gwynn on the way to the bucket with 1:32 to go in the first quarter. Penguins trail by five, and Weathered picks up her first of the night, and Weathered is not happy. And if anybody on the Penguin team shows what she's thinking through her body language, it's Danny Weathered.
Her or Taylor Deneau, either one of them.
Gwynn knocks down the first one. Gwynn is with supreme confidence. She's just so capable as Alyssa Lorenzo gets yanked after, well, she had just one series, threw the ball away the first time she touched it, and out she comes, yeah. Which is surprising because Lorenzo has been so good this season. And you and I have talked about it on the air several times. As Deneau goes in, spins 360 high off the window, a very acrobatic play. I don't know if it was Deneau's best attempt. She... she's been more patient as the season has come on and unfolded, but that was not her most patient of moments. 31-24 as Shang will toe the line for Art. There's just not a lot of energy in the Conlon Center right now. Seems quiet. The fans, nobody's really that excited. The Penguins are hanging. They're right there. First one's good as Castro comes back in the place of Deneau. And now Deneau goes straight to the coach. And the coach, I think, is probably questioning the play.
Yeah, especially because that was Deneau's third personal foul. And you just have to understand the situation and not put yourself in a position where he could pick up that third foul.
Well, I got to agree with you. Deneau is key to the Penguins' chance of success as Holbrook gets completely rejected down low. She was just going up for a soft jumper from about 8 feet. And instead, Jasmine Rubin got in the way, and Rubin fires off a three. She goes limp-wristed from about 25 feet, as if she made it, and she was nowhere near. But the putback by Gallupo is good, 35-24, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Castro with the ball, 20 seconds on the shot clock, and the Penguins now work the ball all around, and I'm not sure why Alana Scott didn't fire. She had a clean look and a clean lane. Instead, she gets it out to Jade Castro, top of the key and beyond. Three ball, 35-27, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Castro connects beautifully. That was a great shot. Castro can shoot the three. She does it every game. 10 seconds to go. Knights have it. Penguins on D7. Driving in from the right side. Rubin missed it, but the putback is good. 3-2, Castro, quarter. Well, there were a lot, you know, in that first quarter, 37-27, Penguins trail, there were a lot of good moments in that first quarter, Saf, but it seemed like the Penguins, see if you agree with this. The Penguins on paper should not be able to be this close with a 16-1 Art Academy. And it seems like they're a little bit surprised that they're playing so well and able to hang so tight with them.
and it seemed like it tightened the Penguins up. That last play is an example with Alana Scott. She had a clean look from the right elbow, nobody in front of her, and instead of driving in and scoring the deuce, she kicked it out. And I'm not sure why, except that the Penguins are playing just a little bit tight right now.
Yeah, you're right. They are doing some kind of fundamental stuff a little bit wrong. I've seen a couple times with defensive rebounds. They really need to protect that weak side. We've seen, you know, where Sorensen has to go help down low, somebody driving to the bucket. Somebody has to cover up the backside and get the rebound, because if nobody does that, Academy of Art is just going to keep getting those putbacks all night long.
Well, I would agree with you there. Everything's good. Brandon Davis is in the house, everybody. Happy to report. 37-27, the Penguins trail. And I think that if the Penguins can loosen up a little bit, I think they're going to be fine. Jade Castro, communications major, is in the house. And she's right here by us. I'm going to bring in Joe Gutierrez for the rest of the way. And this is exciting stuff. Take it away, Joe.
Thank you, Stu, and welcome to the Conlin Center. Knights on top of the Penguins, 37-27. As Carly Holbok brings it in for the Penguins. Castro on the right side to Ikeora. Ikeora drives, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound Knights, and here come the Knights the other way. Zoe Shang for the Knights. Drive to the basket for the Knights, left-hand layup, no good. Rebound Ikeora. 9:35 remaining in the second quarter, I believe. Sorry. Knights on top, 37-27, as Danny Weathered gets a wide open lane for the layup, and she puts it in.
Academy of Art caught with their pants down a little bit there. Everybody was back defensively, but they just kind of let Weathered drive all the way to the bucket.
37-29, Knights on top of the Penguins. Rebound by the Knights, no good. Rebound Castro. She hits the trailer past the whole boat. She thought about the three, decided not to shoot. Ikeora now has at the top of the key. She drives the right hand, puts it in with the right hand, and one. But the refs call off the basket. Wow. I thought there was a little continuation right there.
I thought the foul was on the shot.
So did I.
Yeah, I am really surprised with that call.
As Ikeora gets it again, the inbound pass, and she gets fouled one more time.
Ball don't lie.
Yeah, she's going to shoot some free throws. So we thought she was supposed to shoot free throws in the beginning. And now she's back at the free throw line to shoot two, Sandra Ikeora.
And both teams doing a great job of getting to the free throw line so far tonight. Both teams already with double-digit free throw attempts for the first quarter of action and a minute here in the second.
As Jesse Marshall checks back in for the Penguins, Alana Scott coming out. Ikeora's second shot is good. So 37-30, Art Academy is Academy of Art in the lead. Penguins bringing us a full court pressure. Zoe Shang has it for the Knights, bringing it up. Jesse Marshall guarding her. Shang looking for a screen, didn't get it. 20 seconds to shoot in the shot clock. Shang drives to her left, dumps it off. Shot goes up, and that is good. Vanaya Austin with the bucket, 39-30. Knights top of the Penguins. Castro has it now on the left side. She gives it off to Weathered. Weathered looking down her man. Weathered tried to get it to Ikeora. Kicks it out to Castro. Castro, Ikeora gets the rebound. She, little couple post moves, and they got a traveling call. So Ikeora shuffled her feet and turns over the ball for the Penguins.
Yeah, a lot of contact down underneath the basket. Penguins unfortunate not to get a foul call before Ikeora traveled.
As Shang has it right here in front of us on Meteor Row. She thought about shooting the three, trying to get it inside. She does. She gets it in. Nice pass. And shot goes in. Karin Brown with the nice soft touch off the glass. 41-30, Knights on top of the Penguins. As Castro has it, gives it to Weathered on the left side. 20 seconds to shoot. ISO for Weathered. She spins, puts up the shot. That's her favorite move, and that goes in. And then she says, no one can stop my move. 41-32, Knights on top of the Penguins.
And Weathered has been able to get right into the paint whenever she wants to, and it's been really awesome here in this game so far, keeping the Penguins in it.
As Shang has it, she gives it out to the left side. Shot goes up, whistle though, and we got an illegal screen on Brown for the Knights. That is her third personal foul. Third team foul for the Knights in the second quarter. 7:30 remaining here on Conlin. Knights on top of the Penguins, 41-32.
That's a tough break for Academy of Art. Brown has been an anchor down low in the paint for this Urban Knight team when she's been in there, but she's been in foul trouble tonight. Both teams have some key pieces in foul trouble.
As Weather calls for the ISO again, she drives, kicks it out to Marshall. Marshall drives, left hand, no, blocked by Academy of Art. Penguins fortunately come down with the rebound. 9 seconds shoot. Aikiora goes up and some contact, goodness. And we're going to call a charge on Aikiora. Looks like she brought down her shoulder into the defender.
Nah, I don't like that one. The Academy Award for Best Actress goes to.
Yeah.
That looked like a flop to me, to be honest.
So second personal foul on Sandra Aikiora. First team foul for the Penguins. 7:07 remaining here at Conlin. Academy of Art on top of Dominican, 41-32. As Coach Lacoste letting the ref know how he feels about that last call. As Shang drives, she puts up the shot. That is good over Sorensen. It's a tough shot there by Shang, and she's able to put it in. 43-32, Knights on top of the Penguins. 6:45 remaining in the second quarter. As Castro gives it off to Weather. Weather drives to her right. She puts up the layup. No good, but she gets fouled. So Danny Weather looking to take over the game and lead her team back into this game. Penguins down by 11. Fourth team foul for the Knights with 6:38 to go in the second quarter. As Weather going to shoot two free throws. Weather taking her time at the free throw line. And she misses the first one. So Weather having a bad day here at the free throw line. Can only seem like she only can get one out of two of the free throws.
And that's about where the Penguins are as well as a team at 7-for-13 as a team shooting free throws to this point.
Second free throw goes in. 43-33. Penguins down, trailing Academy of Art. As Shang has it on the right hand. She's been the main ball carrier, ball handler for the Knights. Knights have it in the right wing. Drive, shot goes up for the Knights, and that is good. Jasmine Rubin with the shot from the elbow. 45-33, Knights on top of the Penguins. Carly Holbrook gives it off to Weather. Weather drives. She goes up with the shot. A lot of contact there. I thought they were going to call the foul, but she puts in the shot. Nice acrobatic shot by Danny Weather. And Coach Lacoste giving the ref just a bad day here. As Academy of Art goes up for the shot, no good. Rebound, Holbrook. As Academy of Art had a couple chances there, couldn't convert. And Holbrook comes down with the rebound. 5:40 remaining in the second quarter. Knights on top, 45-35. As Castro throws it away, here comes Shang for Academy of Art. Nice move, and she puts in the layup. So Academy of Art converts on the turnover. 47-35, Knights on top of the Penguins as the Penguins take a timeout down by 12 to the 16-1 Urban Knights. Penguins sticking close, but it seems like this game's slipping away from them a little bit.
And we're starting to see why this team is where they are for this season and why they've had so much success in this stacked conferences. I mean, this is the best offensive team we've seen all year on the women's side, and it's been extremely impressive how they move the basketball, how they're unselfish, and shoot the lights out, shooting close to 60%, 59% from the field.
Yep. Academy of Art and Dominican are two of the best offensive teams in the conference, and they're showing it here. 47-35 in the second quarter, and we still got 5.5 to play in the second quarter. So It's going to be interesting to see if this scoring continues for both teams. The Dominicans got to play some better defense to keep the Knights in range to take the lead possibly at the end of the game. Danny Weather leading scoring for Dominican with 12 points as Holbrook has 8. For the Knights, it is Zoe Shang with 13 points leading for the Urban Knights. So let's see if Dominican can stop Shang, who's been just tearing apart the Dominican defense. As play continues here, Alyssa Lorenzo coming in for Dominican. She gives it off to Jesse Marshall to Holbrook. Holbrook three from top of the key. No good. Rebound Sorensen. Sorensen tries to throw it out. She throws it away. And we got a foul as the ball was on the ground. And we got a foul on Alyssa Lorenzo. And that is her first foul. Loose ball foul. Second team foul for Dominican. 5:11 remaining in the second quarter. Urban Knights leading 47-35. As Shang, she gets a screen. She goes to the left. She drives. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Sorensen. But Sorensen came down with the ball but stepped out of bounds. Good defense there by the 6'2", Ashley Sorensen.
I'm surprised that they're resetting the shot clock there because, I don't know, are they going to say that Sorensen had possession of the ball before she stepped out?
I don't know, but I think they changed it back. There's 21 seconds remaining to shoot for the Urban Knights. As Shang drives, right-hand layup is good. Zoe Shang putting on a show for the Urban Knights, 49-35. Academy of Art in the lead. As Holbrook has it, she gets it inside the Weathered. Weathered almost loses it. She's getting double teamed. Out to Marshall in the corner for three. That is no good. Rebound, Academy of Art. So Dominican couldn't convert the three as Weathered steals the ball, and then she gets knocked down hard by an Academy of Art player, and she's still on the floor. She gets up. She looks like she's fine. Just kind of frustrated in her team right now, down 49-35 with 4:30 remaining in the second quarter. And it looks like Danny Weathered's going to shoot free throws for the Penguins. Danny Weathered having a struggle at the free throw line tonight. First free throw is good, nothing but net. Good form, good release for Danny Weather there on that free throw shot. 49-36, Urban Knights in the lead. As Alana Scott checks back in and Sandra Ikiora for the Penguins. Second shot is good, so she makes both of them, and that's a rare occasion. 49-37, Knights on top of the Penguins.
And for the Penguins, this last 4 minutes, they got to try to play some better defense as the Knights with a chance to go to the line after that foul are already sitting at 50 points or could be at 50 points after these free throw attempts.
Gwen at the free throw line for Academy of Art after she got fouled by number 14 Sandra Ikiora, and that is her third, and Sorensen going to check back in for Ikiora.
As we're looking at the scoreboard, 49-37 here in the second period.
Yep.
And like you're talking about, Joe, this Academy of Art team is playing really good offensively, and it's going to be something as Frankie Luongo just joined in. Frankie, what have you been seeing so far in this game?
Well, for me personally, I've been seeing a lot of physical play down in the post. I mean, Sandra Ikiora is just completely dominating down there, but it is physical. Danny Weather has been taking several shots, and she really just needs to be able to find her flow and get going, as she has been doing already.
It's Gwen at the free throw line for Academy VAR, and she shoots one, and that rolls in. 50-37, Knights on top of the Penguins. Second free throw shot for Gwen is good. She rattles that one in there. 51-37, Academy of Art leading Dominican. 4:13 remaining in the second quarter. Holbrook to Scott. Scott almost throws it away. Holbrook comes down with it. She's getting double teamed, and she looks like she has nowhere to go. She gives it off to Weather. 13 seconds to shoot. Lorenzo gets it. She drives to the right, stops, puts up the shot, and that goes off to the front of the rim and goes in. First points for Lorenzo, 51-39 Academy of Art in the lead. As Shang has it now, for Academy of Art, 3:40 remaining in the second quarter. 18 seconds to shoot for Academy of Art. Shot. Oh, and we got a offensive foul.
Looks like an illegal screen.
That's what I saw as well.
On Academy of Art, 51-39, Penguins down to Academy of Art as Lorenzo throws it away into the backcourt, and Hobo gets it. That's a backcourt violation. Just a bad recognition there from the Penguins. And she's going to the bench. So Academy of Art trying to convert on the turnover, and there's been a lot of Dominican turnovers lately in this game. As Academy of Art drives, gets into the paint, she loses it. Here comes Weathered. Weathered driving 3-on-3 for the Penguins. Weather goes up, and we got an offensive charge on Danny Weather, and she is upset about that.
Yeah, that was awful close to being in the restricted area, I would say. And I mean, it was tough call for us over here. The referees definitely had a better angle, so I'll trust their best judgment on that call.
Yeah. As Danny Weather looked like she was going to get the bucket and the foul, but it went the other way. 51-39 Academy of Art in the lead. As the Urban Knights just break Dominican's full court pressure like nothing. Shang has it. She gets the screen. She's been the leading scorer and the star player of the game. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Sorensen. Sorensen gives off to Weathered. Weathered pushing the ball for the Penguins. Weathered's to Marshall, to Holbrook. Holbrook drives to the right. She drops it off to Sorensen. Sorensen can't handle it. Scott now has it for Dominican. Now Weathered with 13 seconds to shoot. Holbrook for three in the corner. That's no good. Rebound Sorensen. Sorensen puts it up. And that goes in. Finally, the Penguins get something going on the offensive side. 51-41, Knights in the lead. 2:16 remaining in the second quarter. As the Urban Knights look to score. Story for three. No good. Rebound Holbrook. Holbrook to Marshall. Marshall with 2 minutes to play has the ball. She slows it down. Scott in the corner. Scott puts up the three from the corner. That's no good. Rebound Knights. 1:52 remaining. And we got a whistle. Timeout, Academy of Art. 51-41. Art U in the lead here at Conlin on Beach Night. And I like your guys' attire, the little lays that we have going on here for the Beach Night.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I had to get the yellow. Got to represent the Penguins' color. But, I mean, it's a lay's a lay. You know, you got to represent. Got to always be in tune when you're on air.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's Stu Horn, he was on earlier. He took it really seriously. He had the Hawaiian shirt going. He had the sunglasses.
He was all decked out.
He had even had flip-flops on, which...
That's what he wears on his boat, so it's his kind of original attire.
Yeah, he just, you know, went right from the boat to the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting combination.
You never see him without Penguin Spirit. I'll give him that, though.
Yeah. As Art U brings in the ball, shot goes up, short, rebound, Weathered. As Danny Weathered... looking for the screen. She doesn't find it. Scott to Marshall. Marshall looked like she was going to shoot in the corner. She decided not to. Gives it back to Weathered. Weathered puts up the shot, splits the defenders, and won. 51-43. Danny Weathered putting on a show for this Dominican crowd, but she seems like she's the only Dominican player doing great today.
Yeah, Danny Weathered definitely keeping him in at this point, and a huge reason why this game is not a double-digit lead for the Urban Knights.
As Weathered converts the three-point play, 51-44, Knights leading the Penguins. Penguins fighting their way back into this game. 1:25 remaining in the second half. Shot up for the Knights, and that is good. Regina Camera with the shot. 53-44, Knights in the lead.
And that's been another key for them offensively is they've hit some tough contested jump shots throughout this game to kind of keep the momentum going offensively.
As Weather getting double-teamed in this matchup zone that the Knights are playing. And Weather, 10 seconds to shoot, 9, 8. Weather has it at the top of the key, 6. She gets the screen, 5, 4. Holbrook in the corner for 3. As the shot clock was winding down, Carly Holbrook with 3.
And a great play by Danny Weather to have the entire defense collapse onto her, and she was able to find Scott wide open for an easy kick out to Holbrook.
30 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 15 seconds to shoot for Art Yu. Shang has it at the top of the key. 10, 9. Shang uses the screen. She dumps it off, and we got a travel. Travel by Art Yu. Turnover. Penguins going to get it, be able to take the last shot with 20.6 seconds remaining. As Jesse Marshall bringing up the ball for Dominican.
And if I'm the Penguins, I'm putting it in the hands of number 25 right here. No
9
question.
Seconds to shoot. 8, 7, 6. Marshall has it. 5. Weather has it in the mid post. 3 seconds. 2. Weather's got to put up a shot. She does at the buzzer. No good. She had the shot, had the look. She put it off the glass, and it couldn't fall in for Danny Weather, who ends the first half with 17 points. Penguins trailing the Academy of Art Knights 53-47. And even though things were looking bad a couple of minutes ago for the Penguins, they've pulled themselves back into this game and only down by 6.
Yeah, and I think that's a big, big point, is that they were down by double digits, and for Dominican to get this to a single-digit lead, I think is good for their psyche going into the locker room. You always want to finish on a high note before you go in and make some adjustments.
Yeah, I concur. They really finished strong in that second or this first half. Coming out, having some tremendous ball movement, having some great shots from Danny and Holbrook. I mean, they were just making their shots. They were running their offense. That's what the coach wanted this entire first half. And on that last 6 minutes, you saw what this Penguins team is capable of.
And that's what you want from your veteran players as well. Yeah. Weather, a senior, Holbrook, a junior, they've both been around the block plenty. And when you got injury problems and, on top of that, foul problems as well, you just got to have people step up. And we're seeing those two players step up in a big way tonight.
And let's see if they can keep it up in the second half. Again, Urban Knights of Academy of Art, Urban Knights leading the Dominican Penguins 53-47 for Frankie Luongo, Jeff Safford. I am Joseph Gutierrez, and we will be back in 15 minutes for the second half of Penguin basketball. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. Welcome back to the Conlin Center here as halftime is winding down. I am Jessica Terra. With me is Jeff Safford and Frankie Luongo here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. As we are here ready for the second half of Division II Women's NCAA Basketball, the Art Academy of Art Urban Knights leading your Dominican Penguins 53-47. And Jeff, it was a tough half for the Penguins, but they still find themselves down by 6.
Yeah, and part of the reason why is offensively, Danny Weather has been incredible shooting the basketball with 19 points, 7 of 11 from the field. And Dominican is a team, 15 of 30 from the field, shooting 50%. So pretty good offensively. They're just going to have to find a way to get some stops and keep Academy of Art off the offensive boards. I would say those are the two keys for the Penguins in the second half.
And Frankie, Danny Weather, the star player for Dominican.
Yeah, I mean, she is just so tremendous on the court, making the plays that need to be made at the right time. She has such tremendous vision in the paint and in the perimeter, where she can find Sandra Aoki down, and she, or I'm sorry, Aoka, and she can make the plays that need to be made, and is just so good at doing it and so fluent.
as Shanice Story has the ball for Academy of Art as the second half gets on its way. 15-second shoot for Academy of Art. Three from the corner. Bounces in, and they're going to call it a two. Foot was on the line. So two-point shot from Desiree Harris for Academy of Art, 55-47. Academy of Art in the lead, 9.5 to go here in the second half. As stolen there by Jasmine Gwynn, she has the ball. She takes it down, left-hand layup off the glass, up and in, and the Knights off to a fast start in the third quarter, 57-47, Knights in the lead.
And a very good aggressive move there from Gwynn going to the bucket.
As Holbrook has it at the top of the key, she dumps it off to Scott to Sorensen in the post. Sorensen again starting the second half because Sandra Aikiora is out with three fouls. As Jesse puts it in, or was that Carly Holbrook with the right hand?
Mm-hmm.
With the right hand layup, and that goes in. 57-49, Knights in the lead on top of the Penguins. Good move there by Carly Holbrook, trying to get her team back into this game. As Academy of Art, great ball movement, but the miss is the wide open layup, but she gets a rebound, puts it back in.
Penguins just gave up right there on that defensive possession. They just thought it was going to go in and had no anticipation that it was going to be missed.
DeAndre Galipo just blatantly missed the wide open layup. Fortunately, she gets it back, puts it back in. 59-49, Academy of Art in the lead as Jesse Marshall with the one dribble pull up. And that goes in, 59-51, Knights on top of the Penguins as we get a defense chant here from the Conlin crowd. Art U has the ball at the top of the key. Shot goes up, and that is good. Shanice Story with the shot. Nice little post fadeaway there by Shanice. And the shot goes in, 61-51, Knights in the lead. As Alana Scott has it in the corner for the Penguins. She gives it off to Holbrook in the right wing. Holbrook dumps it in the Weathered. Weathered getting double teamed, and we got a jump ball. Ball going to stay with Dominican. 9 seconds to shoot for the Penguins. 7:25 remaining in the third quarter.
And this third quarter starting a lot how the first quarter did, kind of a track meet start. Both teams scoring at will.
As Sorensen had the ball, got the ball passed to her, and it just went right off her hands, out of bounds. Turnovers for Dominican. And a costly one there because they were right there under the basket. Could have got an easy bucket. As Desiree Harris throws it away. Scott has it. It's her by herself. And she gets swatted out of the gym. Great defensive play there by Academy of Art with the great block to not give up. Great steal there by Scott, but she's got to go harder to the basket with the ball. As Weathered gets it, she puts it up and in. Nice up and over move. And Danny Weathered puts it in again, leading the way for the Penguins with 19 points. 61-53, Knights in the lead. But what a block there by Academy of Art. As Desiree Harris has it for Academy of Art. She goes up with the right-hand layup. No good. Rebound, Sorensen. Dominican looking to push the ball the other way. Weathered has it. She's been the go-to player for Dominican. Weathered drops it off to Holbrook. Holbrook for three. That's good. And here comes Dominican, 61-56. Knights on top of the Penguins. As Dominican showing some life here in the third quarter, as Jesse Marshall falls to the ground, hard screen, no one called it, and she just got put on her back. Great screen there by Academy of Art. Desiree Harris goes in for the layup. 63-56, Knights on top of the Penguins. Holbrook has it. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, 20 seconds to shoot. Scott, she gives it to Holbrook. Holbrook tries to give in to Weathered. Ball tip goes back to her. Holbrook puts up the shot. She gets fouled, and she's going to shoot two, it looks like. Foul on Desiree Harris. That is her first personal foul, first team foul for the Knights in the third quarter. Ike Iora checking back in for Ashley Sorensen. Marshall gets it in. Oh, stolen by Academy of Art. And there goes Shang. Shang for the layup. She gets fouled hard on her way up. She will shoot two. 63-56, Knights on top. And what a costly turnover there by the Penguins again, inbounding the ball under the basket.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little bit of miscommunication. I saw Danny Weathered kind of, after that pass was thrown, was pointing up, thinking that she wanted her to throw it over the top and maybe even throw it into the backcourt, but not the right idea there.
As Zoe Shang puts up the shot, and she misses her first free throw. Score still 63-56, Knights in the lead. Second free throw for Shang. That is good. So 64-56, Penguins fortunate she only makes one of two. 5:40 remaining, Penguins down by eight. As Marshall gives it off to Scott, Scott drives. She dumps it off to Weather in the post. Weather puts it up, no good. Rebound. Rebound, Academy of Art. Looked like Weather had almost had the offensive rebound. Academy of Art gets in the post. Tip stolen by Scott, saved by Scott to Ike Iora, and here come the Penguins the other way. Weather has the ball. She drives. Right-hand layup, good. 64-58. Danny Weathered again. She has 21 points in the game, leading all scorers. Shang has the ball. She dumps it in the post. Blocked by Weather. And Weather doing it all here on the court, offensively, defensively, leading her team back into this game.
Well, she knows how important this game is for the Penguins. Where they're sitting in the conference right now, their conference record 11-6, and they're trying to fight their way into that PacWest tournament field. And every game at this point of the season matters, and Danny Weather, the senior, understands that better than anybody else.
Yes, she does, as the Knights have the lead in this media timeout, 64-58. Again, the Knights, they're 16-1 in the PacWest, 21-6 overall. So Dominican showing that they can play with the best teams in the conference. So they're not afraid to play teams with better records. As Danny Weathered, proven why she's received all this awards and nominations throughout the year. She has 21 points, playing a great game. Carly Holbrook, not far behind her with 16. They're both leading the Penguins back into this game. Again, Penguins only down by six. But Zoe Shang for Academy of Art with 16 points. Again, leading her team with the lead, 64-58, as the teams go back out onto the court to resume play here at the Conlin Center. Full court pressure now from Dominican. Shang has it. She drives to her left, puts up the floater. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Penguins will take possession of the ball. 4:45 remaining in the third quarter as Marshall brings up the ball for Dominican. Ike Iora has the ball in the post. She spins, puts up the shot, and that is good. Sandra Ike Iora with the great move in the post and puts it in with the right hand. 64-60, Knights leading the Penguins. Penguins have fought themselves back into this game, down by 11 in the second quarter, now only down by four. As the ball goes in the post, blocked by Ike Iora. Great defense there by Ike Iora. Looked like she got beat, but Ike Iora recovers and blocks the ball out of bounds. RU has the ball, or will inbound the ball with 10 seconds to go under Dominican's basket. As Shang gets it in, shot goes up, left hand, no good. Rebound, RU. Shot goes again, blocked by Ike Iora. Rebound still, RU comes down with the ball. Three from Shang in the left wing, and that is good.
That is what I was just looking at, the reevaluating the stat sheet right here, and it's showing that second chance points, they have now 18 second chance points compared to Penguins, who have five. the Penguins need to start boxing out. Yeah, they're getting good blocks, but we need finishers. We need to get the ball and get on offense.
As Holbrook throws it away, but luckily, RU steps out of bounds with the ball. So Dominican really could have messed up there with the crucial turnover. Fortunately, it goes their way, and RU was out of bounds.
And Taylor Deneau, who just checked back in the game, will be interesting to watch her play and how she approaches it. Usually a very aggressive player, but playing with three fouls.
As Deneau throws it away, and here comes RU pushing the ball. They don't have numbers, so they bring it back out. 67-60, Knights in the lead. As Aikiora steals it, and here come the Penguins now. So each team with consecutive turnovers has weathered. Nice crossover move. She goes up, dumps it off to Aikiora in the paint. Danny Weathered, way to find Aikiora there all by herself under the basket. 67-62, Knights in the lead. 2:50 remaining in the third quarter. Conlin picking up its energy as Shang tried to throw it back door, and her teammate does not. She's kind of stopped midway through her cut. Little miscommunication there as Deneau gets a quick hook, and Jade Castro comes in for Dominican. 67-62, 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. Castro has the ball, top of the key. She gives it in to Weathered. Weathered goes up. Pump fakes, puts up the shot, and one. Danny Weathered taking over this game single-handedly. And she's really feeling herself right now.
My goodness. That was impressive right there. I mean, in between two defenders, had the ability to not only be able to get a shot off, but was able to absorb the contact and hit the shot. That was extremely impressive.
67-64, RU on top as Dominican, Danny Weathered, puts in the free throw to convert the three-point play. 67-65, two-point game now here at Conlin as Academy of Art feeling the pressure from Dominican as Castro almost steals it. Academy of Art has it, top of the key, ball inside, and that is good. Good find there by Jasmine Rubin to find her teammate under the basket to put it in. 69-65, RU on top. As Weathered drives, and we got a questionable charge by Danny Weathered. I didn't think the defender got there in time, but
I didn't think so either.
The ref called it a charge. Third personal on Danny Weathered, and that is not good for Dominican. They wanted to keep her in the game. And she has 26 points. So RU now with the ball. Shang, she puts up the shot. Short rebound, Scott. Here comes Dominican. Weathered has the ball. Who else would have the ball right now? Weathered, she drives, puts up the shot. And oh, I thought she was going to convert the three-point play. Ball just rolls out. So 69-65, Knights in the lead as Danny Weathered will shoot two for Dominican.
Yeah, Weather tried to go off high off the glass right there and just missed it to the right of the square a little bit, and that forced the ball to just rim out.
As Weather makes her first free throw, and she's have actually improved her free throw shooting as the game has continued, so that is a good sign for Dominican. Second shot for Weather is off. So I may have jinxed her.
Yeah, but Weather's almost taken more free throws by herself than the entire Academy of Art team at this point.
69-66, Art U in the lead. And we got a carry. Carry there by Jasmine Gwynn. She carried the ball. Turnover. Dominican will take possession down by three with 1:35 remaining in the third quarter. The Penguins could either be down by one or tie the game here. As Danny Weathered has the ball. She's been an unstoppable presence. Weathered, she drives baseline. Double team, looking for one of her teammates. She throws it here to Lorenzo right here in front of us. Lorenzo drives right hand. She puts it in. Layup with the floater. Penguins down by one, 69-68. Conlin has erupted here
Yeah, the intensity of this intensity of the building feels like the fourth quarter right now. Mm-hmm.
50 under a minute to go in the third quarter. Shot from Shang is good, and she silenced the crowd for momentarily. 71-68, Knights in the lead over the Dominican Penguins. As Castro has it with 40 seconds to go. Weathered has the ball to Lorenzo right here in front of us. Castro has it at the top of the key. 17 seconds to shoot. 30 seconds to go. 14 seconds to shoot. Lorenzo, right wing. She drives to the right. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, RU. 20 seconds remaining. Shang now for RU drives on the left side of the floor. She gets a screen. 16 seconds. She's looking for the last shot. 13 seconds to go. Shang has it near midcourt. Double screen getting ready. 8 seconds to shoot. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Shang, she's got to put up 2 seconds. 1, 3 for RU. Oh, no good. It tipped around the basket, and fortunately for Dominican, it does not go in. Good shot there, or good look there for Academy of Art. Just couldn't get it to fall. 71-68, Academy of Art in the lead after a wild and crazy third quarter where Danny Weather just went off. She has 27 points right now, and she's going for 40 throughout the game.
Bold prediction right there?
Just a little bit.
It might actually be a pretty regular prediction. She is having a tremendous game, being able to just get to the basket at will and drawing the fouls. I mean, she's really reminding me of how James Harden plays. He drives to the basket looking for the foul, and he puts it in, and that's just an extra 2 points on the board. Instead of having to shoot two, you're shooting a third.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really say anything bad about what Weather is doing tonight. And like I said, she knows the stakes, and she's showing up in what could be the most important regular season game for these Penguins we've seen. I mean, they've been slumping a little bit. Like we mentioned, they've lost 3 straight games, and they're playing a team that's tied for first in the conference with Azusa Pacific and Cal Baptist, who are both in the top 25. So they're playing really good opponents, and they have to prove to themselves that they can play with and beat teams like this come March.
And Frankie, back to your James Harden comparison to Danny Weather. She just looks in control and doesn't seem rushed. So great comparison there. As the fourth quarter begins here at Conlin Center, as we got a whistle.
Shot clock.
Shot clock did not start. And again, our score crew over there always messing up.
Man, giving him a hard time.
I mean, kind of killed the mood now. The energy is kind of out of the building. As the ball.
Deflategate.
Yeah.
Deflategate.
As the ball's in, Academy of Art has the ball with 16 seconds to shoot. As Jasmine Gwynn has it, she gets 3 screens. She drives Ike Aura there to stop the easy shot. Rebound Castro. Here comes Scott. Scott to Lorenzo. Lorenzo for 3. And that is good. Alyssa Lorenzo for 3 ties up the game. 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Tie all knotted up at 71. And we got a travel. Travel on Academy of Art. And it seems RU is kind of self-imploding right now. They give up the double-digit lead. And now when pressure is on, they travel and turn over the ball.
Well, the defensive intensity in the second half has been a huge reason why the Penguins have been able to fight themselves within taking the lead here.
71-71, 9 minutes to go, 15 seconds to shoot for Dominican as Jade Castro has it at the top of the key. Castro gets it into Ike Aura. Ike Aura drives to her right. She puts up the shot and one. Ike Aura, big body with the muscle. She told RU to get big. What a great move and strong move there by Sandra Ikiora, the Dominican big. 73-71, 8:55 remaining. Dominican takes its first lead of the game.
Yeah, first lead of the game.
74-71.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
And if you're going to take the lead, that's a great way to do it with an exclamation point with an and one opportunity.
As 8:55 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dominican takes the lead, 74-71. Ooh. Art, you almost traveled there.
Yeah, that looked like a travel, yeah.
as Desiree Harris brings it up. As Alyssa Lorenzo on the ground as Art U hits the three and ties up the game.
Well, Alyssa Lorenzo got the wrong end of 6'2" right there. She ran right into Karan Brown, the senior out of Atlanta.
That's why you got to call the screens, because somebody can get hurt. As the game is all tied up at 74, as Art U hit a three at the end of the floor. Weathered has the ball, 13 seconds to shoot. She gives it to Lorenzo. Lorenzo almost loses it. 10 seconds to shoot now. 9, 8. Castro has it. 6, 5, 4. Weathered has it at the top of the key. 3 to shoot. 2, 1. Weathered for 3. No good. Rebound. Art U. As Weathered goes flying out of bounds. Game is going crazy right now. Blocked by Aikiora. Here comes Castro to Weathered. And Castro threw it away. Aikiora gets it now. Saved by Weathered. Aikiora gets it. And we got a charge on Aikiora.
Oh, wow.
Fourth foul on Aikiora. It looked like an and one for the Penguins. And the ref says no. And it goes the other way.
And it looks like to me that Coach Lacoste was going to have a heart attack on the bench. He looks extremely angry. He's been frustrated with the officiating all night. And
bad,
you always hate to see that stuff like that with just teams getting frustrated with officials. I mean, you feel bad for him, you know?
And bad sign here. Danny Weather limping off the court. The main scorer for Dominican, who has 27 points, limping off the court with the trainer right now. So Dominican's going to have to find scoring from another player. As we got a timeout by Dominican. And
I like this call here by Dominican. Let's give them time to reevaluate the main event over there.
Yes.
Danny Weathered. See what's really going on. See if she could just a little knee bump to bump, just Charlie horse, if you will, for lack of a better term right now. But I like this play by the Dominican team.
And getting back to that foul call, we had a very clear view. We had one on down there that looked like a blocking foul that they called a charge, so we couldn't see that one. We had a really good view at, and that time I thought the Academy of Art player was way in the restricted area underneath the basket. Is that what you guys saw as well?
I was actually kind of blocked here by the assistant coach here, so I didn't really see. But from what I did see a little bit before, it seemed like Aikiora was in control of herself and she wasn't out of control. So I thought it should have been a block as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the defender got there maybe a little too late. But anyways, great start there by Dominican to get back into this game. And sorry, folks at home, if it got too loud. There was just a lot going on in that series of play.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been one of the most intense games we've seen, men's or women's, in the Conlin Center all year. It's been a great matchup between two basketball teams playing great basketball.
They really have been. The 16-1 Academy of Art Knights against the 11-6 Dominican Penguins, as Zoe Shang brings up the ball for Art U. 7:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. Shang working against Castro. Shang, she dumps it off to Desiree Harris. Harris to Regina Camera. Camera for three, no good. Rebound tipped around. Marshall comes down with it. Here comes Castro. Castro for Dominican. 7.5 remaining. Dominican has the ball, looking to take the lead. Lorenzo has it. Lorenzo to Marshall. Marshall for three in the corner, and that is good. The senior, Jesse Marshall, gives the Penguins the lead again. 76-74. Dominican in the lead with 7 minutes remaining in the game. As Camera has it in the corner. She's trying to get it inside for Art U. Shang has it. 10 seconds to shoot on the shot clock. Shang working against Castro. Oh, Desiree Harris goes up. Blocked by Aikiora. Here comes Scott the other way for Dominican. Scott brings it out. Gives it to Castro. Back to Scott in the corner. Scott for two. No good. Rebound Art U. Shang has the ball. 6:30 remaining in the fourth quarter. 76-74, Dominican in the lead. Shang throws it in the post, tipped out of bounds by Ike Ora.
And Ike Ora defensively has been really good in the post in the second half. She's against Kamara and playing weak side defense, getting a lot of blocks here in the second half. And Kamara, taller than Ike Ora, but she's done a great job of fronting her defensively, so they can't get that ball in the post.
Good sign for Dominican as Danny Weather checks back in. She seems okay and ready to play these last 6:22. Shot is good by Art U. Caron Brown, 76-76. Game not tied up with 6 minutes remaining. Castro to Lorenzo. Lorenzo drives, puts up the floater, no good. Rebound, tipped around. Camera comes down with it for RU. Camera pushing, she's got 3-on-1. She passes it, and that is good. Layup is good for Art U, and they retake the lead, 78-76. Shanice Story with the layup. As Lorenzo goes up with the layup, and one, she puts it in. Alyssa Lorenzo playing crucial minutes off the bench for Dominican. She ties it up and has a chance to take the lead.
Yeah, and for Lorenzo, she has a chance to go for double digits now. She's got 9 points. This free throw would give her 10. Lorenzo spent some time injured, fighting her way back from injury. First game in the Conlin Center in a while. Good to see the freshman performing well.
As Caron Brown for the Art U Knights is out of the game with her fifth foul. As Lorenzo puts in the free throw, she's got 10. Penguins up by one, 79-78, 5:40 remaining in the game. Shot up, RRU, that is in, banks off the glass. Jasmine Gwynn takes the lead for the Knights, 80-79. 5.5 remaining in the game as Castro bringing it up for the Penguins. Marshall has it in the right corner. She gives it to Castro in the left corner. Lorenzo got it at the top of the key. 14 seconds to shoot. Ike Ora gets double. She loses the ball. Here comes Art U. Camera has it for the Knights. Shot no good for Art U. Rebound. Art U, but she's out of bounds. The Knights were out of bounds on the rebound, so Dominican takes possession.
Yeah, good job by Danny Weather to pressure her there and kind of force her hand to kind of step on the baseline and get Dominican another possession.
As Carly Holbok checks in for Jesse Marshall. So for the Penguins, they got Castro, Weather, Lorenzo, Ike Ora, and Holbok. Ike Ora gets in the post. Spin move, puts up the shot, no good, but she travels before. She shuffled her feet, so travel on Ike Ora. We got a media timeout here. And thank goodness, because Jeff, I needed a break a little bit, not gonna lie. Art U leading 80-79 with 4:56 remaining in the fourth quarter. And just a great game, probably one of the best games I've seen all year, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, like I mentioned a couple of times, both teams just playing awesome offensively. Both teams shooting over 50%. But really the key, I think, in the second half is, I said it in the opening of the second half, Dominican need to play better defense, and they are. Their defense has been much better, and their defense has been able to create some extra possessions, and that's the reason why they find themselves only down by 1 point. Now the question will be, can they finish it off? Can Danny Weathered and the rest of her team go the rest of the way and finish this game off? And I imagine we'll have to see Taylor Deneau come back in at some point, especially sitting with 3 fouls, not too much of a concern at this point.
Yeah, but Jeff, do you mess up the chemistry that this lineup out here for Dominican has built? Because they are playing on
a
roll.
That's a good point.
This five has bring this team back into this game with 4:56 remaining. They're down by one. As Art U will inbound the ball. Dominican showing some full court pressure. Camera bringing in the ball for the Knights. She gets it in to Jasmine Gwynn. As Lorenzo playing that full court, got the screen. Teammate calls it out now, so she's not on the floor like last time. Blocked by Sorensen, but we're going to call a foul. Questionable call by the referee. And the Knights will go and shoot two.
Well, it was definitely no con- They must have been body contact is what they're seeing right there, because up top, that was definitely all ball on that block. It was definitely a good, clean block at the top. Yeah. No contact on the arm at all.
Arms up. It was completely perfect, straight up. That was just textbook right there.
As Gwynn makes both for the Knights, 82-79, as Coach Lacoste still giving the referee running down the sideline a bad time.
That was a funny one. Wish I could repeat what he said on the air, but sorry, guys.
As Castro tries to get it to Holbo, kickball on Art U, kickball violation. Dominican will inbound it on the sideline in front of the ice box. As Castro carelessly just threw it, inbounded the ball, and here comes RU. Shang, she pulls up from the free throw line. That is good. With confidence, she pulled that, shot that shot. 84-79, Knights in the lead, as Dominican kind of tailing a little bit and falling off. Weathered going against Shang. Weathered kicks it out to Lorenzo. Lorenzo puts up the shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound. Sorensen had the rebound. Loses it. Camera for the Knights. Has the ball on the left side. Camera looking to shoot the deep three. She does. Off the front of the rim, but rebound. RU and Dominican again losing the rebound battle on the defensive side.
That is those second chance points that I was explaining earlier. They've just been outnumbering them ever since the jump.
Shang has it on the left side now. She gives it back to Camera. 15 seconds to shoot. 3:30 remaining in the game. Camera got away with a travel, it looked like, right there. Shang has it. 7 seconds to shoot. 6-5. Shang puts it up, and that rolls in. 86-79, and the Knights on a little bit of a run here at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's a 7-0 run now for Academy of Art, and a good way to respond after seeing Dominican take the lead at 79-78.
Holbrook has it with 3 minutes to play, 16 seconds to shoot. She gives it off to Lorenzo on the left side. Lorenzo to Castro, 12 to shoot, 10 to shoot. Castro for three. No good. Rebound, aren't you? Gwynn looks up. She gives it off. She has the ball at the right wing. Gwynn with the nice behind the back. And we got a blocking foul on Lorenzo. Gwynn with a nice behind-the-back dribble move there to avoid the defender. Foul on Lorenzo. That is her second foul. Castro coming out. Jesse Marshall checking in for the Penguins. 86-79, fourth quarter, 2:42 remaining. As Gwynn gets fouled and one. Foul on Lorenzo. That's her third, and the Knights pulling away late in the fourth quarter. Again, on a 9-0 run, 88-79, Knights in the lead. As Gwynn at the line to try to convert the three-point play, as Alana Scott coming in for Alyssa Lorenzo.
Well, it's been Shang and Gwynn just leading the way for this offense. Both of those players over 20 points now.
Gwynn, she misses the free throw. Rebound, Sorensen. Weathered pushing the ball for Dominican. Danny Weathered gives it off to Scott on the right wing. Marshall has it. And it looks like Dominican trying to get it to Weathered, but she's getting double teamed off the ball. So it's hard to get it in to Weathered at the mid post. Marshall taking the ball out in front of us here on Media Row. Weathered has it top of the key, 15 seconds to shoot. Scott has it. Scott spins. She's looking to get in the weather. She throws it to Marshall. Marshall goes up. No, 4 seconds to shoot. Weather gets the rebound and puts it in. 88-81, 2 minutes remaining. Knights in the lead. Marshall playing that full court pressure, but Shang's just too fast for her. Shang pulls it out. 19 seconds to shoot on the shot clock. Under 2 minutes to play here. Shang. She drops off a dime. Layup, no good. Rebound, Weathered. Weathered driving. Weathered keeps going. She puts up the shot, and we got a blocking foul on Camera of the Knights. Weathered a little slow to get up, but you expect her to continue and finish this game with 1:41 remaining in the fourth quarter. 88-81. Knights leading the Penguins as Weathered for the Penguins will shoot two. Weathered taking her time. First free throw is good. Nothing but net. And like we've said, Weathered's been improving her free throw throughout the game. Second free throw is good. So Weathered sinks both two crucial free throws, 88-83, as ball is tipped out of bounds off RU, and it looked like it went off Scott.
Yeah, I agree. We've seen officiating be suspect at times, and I think that was another example. Dominican's been on the wrong end of it, it seems, most of the time, but that one, break there for the Penguins.
As Weathered spin move, she goes up and gets fouled. Two shots for Danny Weathered, and she is back at the free throw line. 1:31 remaining in the fourth quarter. Knights on top of the Penguins, 88-83, as Danny Weathered will shoot two to get Dominican closer to the Knights.
This is that James Harden aspect that I was talking about earlier. She just knows how to get to the free throw line.
As DeAndre Gallipo fouls out for the Knights. And that is the second big of Art U that has fouled. And we will go to break after this quick timeout. You are listening to Penguin Radio.
To recall, dry your eyes, face the dawn. Life will go on, life will go on. Holding on, thought that we still had a chance. Letting go, this is the end of romance. Broken heart, find your way, make it through just this day. Face the world on your home. Life will go.
As Danny Weathered, we are back here at the Conlin Center for Jeff Safford, Frankie Luongo. I am Joseph Gutierrez calling. Dominican versus RU as Danny Weathered to shoot two for Dominican. First free throw is no good. And that is a crucial miss with time winding down here at the Conlin Center. Second free throw for Weathered is no good. Rebounds Weathered. She gets her own rebound. She goes up and that goes in. 88-85. Knights in the lead. Danny Weathered makes up for the two missed free throws by getting her own rebound and putting in the basket. Shang bringing up the ball. Jesse Marshall guarding her. Shang blows by Marshall. Shang goes up, and that is good. And she is just too much for Jesse Marshall right now. Too quick for the senior. As Marshall throws the ball down, Scott has it. She gives it to Weathered. Weathered drives. Hop step. Shot is good. And one. Danny Weathered putting on a show for this Dominican crowd. 90-87, and Weathered can make this free throw and pull the Penguins within two. 59.2 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Danny Weathered shooting a crucial free throw here. Free throw is good, 90-88, as Dominican gonna put full court pressure on, down by two with less than a minute to go. Shang gets the ball in the corner. Shang has it. She drives by Marshall. Marshall guarding Shang. Shang, 15 seconds to shoot. Shang puts up the shot. And no good. Rebound, RU. And we got a foul. It looked like Sorensen was going to block. It looked like Sorensen had a nice block, but the ref says foul. And again, Jeff, like you said, the officiating has been suspect.
Yeah, again, you see Coach Lacoste really frustrated, and you know, you just gotta, you know, try to shake it off if you're the Penguins and just keep playing.
As preference, Dominic puts in the first free throw, 91-88, 38.3 seconds remaining in the game. Dominic taking her time at the free throw line. As the Conlin crowd trying to distract the shooter. Second shot is nothing but net. Knights up by four as Marshall has the ball now. 35 seconds to go. Marshall, she drives to her right. Marshall trying to get the ball to Holbrook. Marshall wasting time here. She throws it away. Ball goes out. Marshall gets it back. Marshall puts up the shot, and she gets fouled. So Marshall almost cost the game for Dominican, but luckily the ball rolled back to her, and she gets fouled. She will shoot two shots with 25 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, her facial expression said it all right there. Yeah. She had kind of like this look of relief that she was somehow able to get that ball back and get to the free throw line.
Marshall, the senior, misses the first free throw short. She almost airballed the shot. 92-88, Knights on top of the Penguins. Marshall needs to make this shot. She makes it. 92-89, and we got a sub. Taylor Deneau going in for Marshall.
This has got to be for defense. Taylor Deneau, known as one of the better defenders on this Penguin team, will come in and play defense here with 25 seconds.
Yeah, Zoe Shang has been taking over as Shang gets the ball. 23 seconds to go. Taylor Deneau guarding Shang. Shang gets across half court. 18 seconds to shoot. Dominican's got a foul here. 15 seconds. Shang. Taylor Deneau's got a foul. 10, 9, 8. All that time off the clock. I don't think Taylor Deneau what was going on.
Yeah, she looked like she was playing defense.
She thought maybe the shot clock was still active as time went off the clock. 8.9 seconds remaining, and Dominican needs Cameron to miss both free throws here. First free throw is good. 93-89. 93-89, 8.9 seconds remaining. Camera's second free throw is good. As Deneau goes, 8 sevens, they got to go. Dominican's got to go quick. Deneau's got to shoot it. She puts up the shot, and that is good. Timeout, Dominican. 2.3 seconds remaining. Knights down by Knights up by three, and Dominican needs to get a steal and a miracle three here. 94-91. Again, only 2.3 seconds to go. What do you see Dominican doing here? I expect to like try to steal the ball and put up a quick three shot.
To me, I'm fouling them before they even have a chance to inbound the ball. I just don't think there's enough time with only 2 seconds left.
I mean, thinking about it right now, UK, so they inbound the ball, you get the immediate foul. They shoot two free throws. They have to miss both in order for it to be a one-possession game still. They hit one of them, it's a two-possession game, and I guess you're just going to chuck up a three. So you're either going to go for the immediate turnover or the immediate foul, but it is a 50-50 toss-up, and it is a very dire situation that these Penguins are in right now.
And Zoe Shang for RU has gotten the ball in these crucial inbound plays, so you expect Taylor Deneau to be on Zoe Shang, which she is right here in front of us. As the ball is, they're trying to inbound it now. They got to get it in. Stolen! Weathered for three! No good! And Coach Lacoste looking for the foul. They said that Danny Weather got hit on the arm. No call, and that is the game. 94-91, Academy of Art sneaks out of Conlin with the victory. Great effort there by Danny Weather. She could not get the shot to go in. But she had a heck of a game. 36 points.
Well, you know, folks, it's not all bad. Joe and Jeff, Hilo just lost and ensured the Lady Penguins at least a back door into the PacWest playoffs. That's the good news following the heartbreaker here. We just found out not 5 seconds ago, so I wanted to bring it to you guys first. And so, sort of bittersweet, you know?
It is bittersweet, and thank you, Stu, for that crucial information.
Yeah, we got Adam Schepter over here coming at us with the instant updates.
As Dominican loses a tough one here at home, 94-91 to Academy of Art. But again, Danny Weathered, what a great game. 36 points, and she was obviously the star, even though her team lost tonight.
You know, I'm looking at Weathered right now, and she is the most displeased person in the house.
because she missed the last shot. And she was not happy the whole game with the officiating. Certainly Coach Lacoste was not happy. Art U was very, very tough. Let's say that right off the top. There's a reason they're 16, check it, 17 and 1 in conference. It's because they're really, really good. Now, that being said, and the fact that Danny had a career night and the Penguin women just backed in to the playoffs, which is great, she's really unhappy. She could care less about her career night. She wanted to make that last shot, obviously, and she wanted the team to win much more than she cares about her own numbers, I suspect. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, yeah. Danny Weathered is a very unselfish player, and even though she had, you know, a great night shooting the basketball, it wasn't the only spot where she showed up on the stat sheet. She had 5 assists, she had 7 boards, and, you know, she saw her at times where defense would collapse, she would make that extra pass to set up an open 3, and I think that's, you know, a senior. That's what a leader's got to do, is just make plays in any way that you can, and that's what Danny Weather did tonight.
And she makes that shot from the right wing on the buzzer for 3 to end it after an incredible steal on the inbounds. I mean, what, the Penguins had 2.1 seconds on the inbounds. Somehow they steal it and get it to the best shooter in the conference for 3. I mean, that's what this whole thing's about, right? You don't make them all. How many times have you seen those stats? Michael Jordan missed more shots than he made on the buzzer. Well, of course he did.
Yeah.
They're infrequent at best. But Danny had it. She had a shot that she liked from about, well, it was only about 20 feet. She was right on the line at 19-9. So,
and Tim Lacoste, Tim Lacoste seemed to think that there was some contact on the 3. And I understand a lot of times you don't see that called at the end of the game. You know, the refs seem to swallow their whistle. But,
yeah.
But hey, you got to throw that in there too.
Well, and that's a really good point because for some reason, and I've never understood it, Saf, but you're right. For some reason, they'll swallow that and run off the court when, darn it, Coach Lacoste is not a guy who just starts screaming and yelling every time something happens.
And that's what he was doing tonight. We heard him.
Well, he was talking a lot tonight, but yeah. I think it was the officiating. I don't think it was because he was just yelling to yell. You know, and at the end of the game, if Danny was fouled on the way up, and the refs run off, she would have had 3 at the line. And who knows what would have happened. But as it turns out, the Penguins go down in a very bitter defeat. Lots of controversy, lots of opportunities for both teams. And frankly, it was a great basketball game. And you guys did an awesome job on the mic. I've got to say, we've got 20 minutes to go until the men tip off. We've got some guests coming in for game 2. Frankie Luongo will be here. A big shout out to Kara New and Diane up in the production room in the Penguin Radio Studios, the sprawling expanse of Penguin Radio, reaching worldwide. We'll be right back with the men's game. Please stay with us. Penguin women go down. Oh, it was tough. You're listening worldwide to Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California.